We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And last week, you may have heard us try out a brand new segment called WSII.
Oh, yeah. It's not really new.
Which sound is it?
God, you know, the ingenuity on this show is just remarkable.
Change the word clip to sound. Uh-huh.
It was much different than WCII, yeah. Which clip is it? We kind of threw management for a loop on that one.
Yeah, well, we finally played the parrot, so had to switch it up.
We got closure.
But management heard it. They reacted by pouring thousands of dollars into research and audio testing and hiring five different consultants, and they all came to the same conclusion.
That really does sound like radio.
I'm guessing they're saying that we shouldn't do it, because that's usually what consultants say.
Yeah. They said, which sound is it? Kind of sucked.
Oh, come on.
God, I've been in this business too long. I called it.
Yeah.
So that's why we're bringing it back from the vault.
Oh. Uh-oh.
WCII, which clip is it?
Are you kidding?
Making a glorious return to the morning airwaves.
I guess if the consultants were asked about this one, they'd say the same. But
it's
okay.
It's the same segment.
Yes.
We don't have time to discuss this. We don't have time for idle chit-chat because we're late, so we're going to get right to it.
Okay.
Your first option is a 17-second clip of a woman tickling a chicken until it laughs.
What?
A
chicken that laughs?
And that's not a metaphor on my Tinder bio, although I do offer chicken tickles.
Oh,
option two is a 25-second clip of a dog named Blue who got into the cookie batter while his owner wasn't home.
Uh-oh.
So she tries to discipline him, and Blue sounds like a cranky toddler.
Oh, man. A laughing chicken or a cranky dog?
So quickly, let's go around the room. Tell me which clip is it, Alexis?
The cranky dog.
Oh, cranky dog gets one. Brooke.
I've never heard a laughing chicken.
One for the chicken, one for the dog. Jose, who's it going to be?
I'm with Brooke. First time ever hearing a laughing chicken. Let's go.
The clip has been chosen.
Yay.
Let's hear the sound of a woman tickling a chicken until it laughs.
You ever seen a chicken laugh? All right, you ready? She's very ticklish. Francis.
That's amazing!
Oh my God,
there it is.
Oh,
I want a pet chicken now.
That was which clip is it?
I'll name him Giggles.
Join
Giggles.
Us. Join us next week to possibly hear a family of zebras singing WAP together.
Oh,
that'd be amazing.
Definitely choosing that clip.
You're going to have to tune in next time, though. Now we're on to the shock collar question of the day.
Well, they're definitely at the watering hole.
Yeah.
We got a bucket full of names. We're going to pick one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you give the wrong answer, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which song would you like to hear? I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock collar last.
I can't stop thinking about the chicken.
I know. I want to see his little smile while he's laughing.
I got Jose the Indestructible Potato Bolaño.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it.
This body cannot be hurt. I've already heard it enough.
While Jose's putting on the shock collar, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Danger is everywhere.
Oh, I like the
accent. Australian Jake.
In researching today's shock collar, I found that none of us is safe at all.
None of us is okay.
I found some bizarre global mortality statistics, and I'm going to list off five weird causes of death, and I need you to rank them in order from most to least average deaths per year.
Jake, come on, man.
This is fascinating.
I said it's everywhere.
Yeah.
The causes of death you have to choose from are falling coconuts, shark attacks, champagne corks, jellyfish, and lightning. Please rank those in order of highest to lowest deaths per year.
Oh my God.
Dude, what are you thinking?
I want to start with the lowest.
Okay, you start with the lowest, the most rare.
I know just from the internet that shark attacks seem to happen way more than we realize.
Yeah.
But I think I saw a stat once that, like, more people die of falling vending machines on them than a shark attack.
Yeah, I think they're super rare. They make a ton of news because it's our worst nightmare.
Yeah.
But you think they're rarer than champagne corks?
I had 17 people in my frat die from champagne corks. We were just popping champagne all night, and it was a travesty.
That's because you weren't supposed to do that with a cork.
Yeah, I know.
I get it. It hurts, but, like, death?
No, but really, how do you die from a champagne
saying, like,
you
it can
choke
hurt
on
you.
Oh, you choke on it. It would go into your mouth?
Yeah, you choke on it.
I'm going to be honest. I think lightning strikes is the lowest. How many people get hit by lightning? And of the people that do, how many of them are actually dying?
I know multiple people from my hometown that have been hit by lightning.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm not lying.
We have a lot of experience personally with this list.
I don't know anyone that the other things have happened to.
Okay, let's try another angle.
What is the odds of getting hit by lightning? It's like one in like 17 million.
Well, in Brooke's hometown, apparently it's common.
It's very common.
I don't know.
I knew a guy, I'm not lying, who was standing by a tree, and the lightning hit the tree. The lightning went down the roots of the tree and blew his toes off.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
He was missing toes.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Number one, fallen coconuts. Mm-hmm. Number two is jellyfish. Three, lightning. Four, champagne corks. And five, the least, is shark attacks.
According to my rather grim search history of official statistics, this is how you needed to rank these five causes of death. Number five was sharks.
Yeah, let's go.
That was the least.
Yes,
the
least. Surprisingly, only 10 people per year on average die from shark attacks. Most are just horribly, horribly injured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Number four was champagne corks.
Yeah!
24 people every year kick the ice bucket due to accidents when celebrating.
Yeah, that's because at our frat, we decided not to report it.
Would have been higher.
Yeah, we didn't want to get kicked off campus. So.
Yeah, good point.
We didn't let anybody
know.
Don't look in the basement of our frat, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
Champagne cork massacre. Yeah.
Number three on the list was jellyfish.
Oh, no.
They look delicious, but 40 people per year succumb to jellyfish stings.
Oh, no.
Number two on the list was falling coconuts. Oh. 150 people are struck by falling fruit every year, leading to their demise. And number one was lightning, of course.
Wow.
On average, 2,000 people a year are killed globally by lightning strikes.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I know, but the weird one.
So when they say you're more likely to get struck by lightning, it's like a very likely thing.
Okay, good. I hope so.
I'm just telling you, people do dumb stuff in lightning storms.
Wow, okay, so didn't get it right, and somebody wanted to hear California Girls by Katy Perry.
California girls were unforgettable. Daisy Duke's bikinis on top.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.